Welcome back. I want to say Farm Talk really badly, but actually it is our coverage throughout the day as we are here at Farm Progress in Decatur, Illinois, and we're enjoying the day. It certainly does not feel like Illinois. Caleb Schleider. Did I say it?
Schleider is the German pronunciation. I'm from Central Illinois now. It's now just Schleider.
Okay.
Just
Schleider. Do you have a German brewery like near you, or do you
love to, but I do not. I do not, unfortunately.
All right, so you're with PTX Ag. I'm going to give you one little thing. Have you been up to Madison, Wisconsin in that area?
I have been to Madison.
Okay, have you been to the Bavarian Meat Market in Madison, Wisconsin?
I have not.
You need... I'm not kidding. Must stop. Has everything from German chocolates to German cheeses, meats, everything European. Even the building that it's in is kind of like that European-esque style.
Yes.
They are the supplier to a lot of the German restaurants. They make the sausage and stuff. So the Bavarian Meat Market, Madison, Wisconsin. You can use even German foods.
It's on the bucket list now. So in Munich, there's a market called Viktualienmarkt. It's right outside the Glockenspiel. It's wonderful. If this place is anything like that, I'll be in Madison
the day. I didn't even have the money to spend that I had there last time, and I walked. I mean, you don't have to dump a bunch of money, but I want to try that. I want to try that.
You
and
bet.
It's all the names of the German foods. You're like, I've never had that before. I've never had that before. Sometimes it excites you. Sometimes you're like, that doesn't have quite the spices I thought it did have in it. They're a little different, but anyway, I digress. You can order online, too, so check it out.
Wonderful. Will do.
Let's talk about you, sir. You are here at Farm Progress. You are also, like me, enjoying the nice weather. It's a little bit more breezy now, but I will take this 100 times out of 100.
My goodness. This has been just a wonderful week. Usually, Decatur is the hottest week of the year. Boone, we always have, some storm event, but here in Decatur, it's always super hot, and so... Just being able to be out here, everybody's in a good mood talking to farmers just because they're not so hot. And it's been a lot of fun the past couple of days.
The what's weird is the farmers got jackets on and stuff. I'm like, come on. They're so used to being so hot. All right, I know there's 1,000 things going on. I've been in your tent before. I think over the last couple of times we've been down here for either it's in Boone or it's here. PTX, it's PTX Ag now, right?
PTX is the organization that we are. And so it's actually what it is we had two go-to-market brands. So we have Precision Planting and we have PTX Trimble, and those come together to form PTX. And so we really do have just a vast portfolio of products that are really designed to find opportunities for farmers. We say it's solutions for every season, but it's really about finding those things that we can help farmers get better with.
I remember this. You guys have a huge tent. And you're one of those tents that you could spend. You're not where's my ruler? Can I leave now? Or my pencil or my balloon? You get in there. If you're involved in the ag industry, there's just a ton of different things that are going to save you time, save you money. It's just really cool. Latest development. What's in there? Give me, because I haven't been over to your tent. Darren obviously was, but what's in there?
So we have a lot this year. Speaking of our booth, one of the things we love and the reason it's so much fun to come to Farm Progress Show is because we're educators, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you come into the booth, it's not just about here's products. It's also about, hey, let's talk about your operation. Let's see how we can get better. Let's see what are the problems you're facing and if we have technology to solve that. And so for this year, what we brought to the table are some really, really impressive pieces of technology. We've just launched our autonomous in the OutRun. It's OutRun Grain Cart and OutRun Tillage. Those are our autonomous retrofit kit. That's through the PTX Trimble channel. And what that is essentially it's a retrofit kit for the Fendt 900 and for the tillage package to where we can go out and we can actually bring autonomy onto a farm. And in order for them to improve efficiency, replace somebody out of the cab, make sure that we're able to operate in two different places at once, there's some really cool technology behind that.
And the other part of it is making it affordable, right? I mean, you can do all the technology in the world, but if it's, $1 million, it's got to be affordable and it's got to return money to the farm.
And that's any time we bring product to the market from a PTX standpoint and a Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, we are a retrofit company. And we're proud to be retrofit because we look at it. And for example, on my farm, so I farm in Central Illinois. I have a planter that's 10 years old. But if you were to go out and look at that planter, it is the latest and greatest in technology because year over year, I've been able to add retrofit technology to it to solve problems. So now I have the best and latest in technology, and I haven't had to buy new iron now for 10 years.
Okay. Tell me about, you know, obviously we got a lot of development out there, and then there's like these beta or these tests. You send them out to farms. You let people use them. I'll be on, and I won't out this one big company that used to have stuff out there, and I don't even know if they exist anymore. But like they had grain carts, and I don't think I've ever seen them again. So not that they ran anybody over, but the development, the technology is there. But what kind of research you guys do as far as getting it out on the farm and testing?
Yeah, so we do a lot of research. We do research with our farmer partners. So beta growers, we want to make sure, hey, we're getting out there quickly with our new product. I'm one of those growers. I'm a terrible beta grower, by the way. There's a lot of better beta growers. I just want to get things done, so I've self-identified that. But we use our farmer partner. We also have what we call PTI, which is our Precision Technology Institute. That's actually where we're doing a lot of our research trials. A lot of these products are going to an actual research farm, and we're testing them year over year as far as what is the yield benefit? What is the economics at the end of the day? And so we have a location in Pontiac, Illinois. We have a location in Castleton, North Dakota. And those are the two places that we really are investing in order to make sure, hey, we can bring information to farmers that not only educates them on our current technology, but educates them on things and practices that we're trying that doesn't always require technology.
You have one in Castleton?
Yeah, we have one in Castleton.
I have to get over there.
We have one in Castleton.
You guys have got to get me over there, for goodness sake.
So next year, so we are in the process of building up a network. And so that is a brand new farm. It's very fresh. We are wanting to build this up. So similar to PTI and Pontiac, what we're doing is we're wanting to essentially give information to the area that the farmer is farming.
Right, absolutely.
Central Illinois is vastly different than North Dakota. Yep. North Dakota is vastly different than Texas. Texas is vastly different than Georgia. Us going out and giving this research in the way that we do it is so important to us. And bringing technology like Symphony Vision Spot is our technology on our sprayer. So we're not just precision planting, is not just in the planter space as far as that product portfolio. We also have sprayers. And it's these types of technologies that we can take to these farms and test and see the efficacy and the economics behind it.
Well, I can tell you right now, for our listeners in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, you would get lost in your tent. I mean, literally, you'd be sitting there going, God, I can't believe this. This is great. It'd be like Christmas. That's probably a better thing to say. It'd be like Christmas shopping. So for anybody that wants to find out more, they want to talk to you about some of the things you guys can do for them, what is the best? Did they just go to your website?
So website's great. Okay. Website's great. I'd go to ptxag.com, precisionplanting.com, ptxtremble.com. What I would really recommend, the best thing for somebody who's interested in learning more, interested in learning about how can we help better our operation, go to our dealers. And you can find the dealers through the Precision Planting Dealer Locator, the PTX Trimble Dealer Locator. But those are the individuals that are truly going to help your farm. I can't tell you how much our Precision Planting Dealer and our PTX Trimble Dealer and the PTX overall dealer has helped grow our operation. And so that's really where I would recommend. They are the trusted advisor that's going to help take you to the next level.
Okay, so what do you technically have in Castleton then? Is there like a storefront? Is it?
So it's not a storefront. What it is it's so Grand Farm has built a facility there. Yeah. We are a partner of
you
Grand
are.
Farm. So we
I almost
small,
said it. Okay.
We have a small area of ground that we are building. So we're building that up.
Okay.
And that is where we're going to conduct these research trials.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I know the boys over there, and gals, I shouldn't say just boys, but Grand Farm pretty closely connected to that, so now I know, and I've been out there, so I have to ask them and to show me what you guys are working with and what you guys are doing out there.
So. Yeah, we have a lead agronomist there, so this year we focus mainly on soybeans. Next year we're going to get into more and more vast crops, so it's going to be a lot of fun as we build this up.
And by the way, just so people know, the road actually to get to Grand Farm, the bridge right there has been fixed, and you can stop there during the day. I don't think most people drive by there think, oh, it's not open or whatever, but you can drive by there or you can drive over there and make those guys work.
Yeah.
So anything. All right, Caleb, first of all, it's great to catch up with you again. If you come up to Fargo, you promise you'll like give us a buzz? And
I'll give you a buzz. As long as you can take me to Drecker. That's my only requirement.
Is that before or after Castleton?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
All right, so that's good. Caleb, one final thought. Again, you want people to check out your website first. If they're listening, they're like, I'm not familiar with this product. PTX Ag.
PTXAg.com. Check that out. Come see us. Come find us at farm shows. Come find us in the wild.
Are you guys at Big Iron?
We will have a dealership at Big Iron.
You have a dealer
at Big Iron.
What's the next big show for you?
The next big show for me personally is Agritechnica.
Where is that? Is that California?
That is in Hanover, Germany. That is the world's largest farm show, indoor farm show.
Do you need any baggage handlers or like media?
I travel light when I go to Europe. I travel light.
See, here it is again. I'm trying to help them out. Well, Caleb, thank you so much. I appreciate you stopping by. Folks, check out ptxag.com. And it's fun talking to you.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. It's been a pleasure.
Not a problem.